Now, he was a fighter pilot, a journalist and a spy. Perfect ingredients to be a best-selling thriller writer. And he was that as well. Frederick Forsyth, author of The Day of the Jackal, has died at the age of 86. He was a journalist at heart. Working for the BBC in 1967, he was sent to Biafra, which had declared independence from Nigeria and was in the grip of a civil war. Caught in the crossfire of a gunfight, he saved the life of his colleague Peter Sissons, who had been shot in the legs. He left the broadcaster, though, despairing at its reluctance to challenge the British government's support of the Nigerian regime. And then he started writing books. He lived here for a number of years, having moved to Enniskerry in County Wicklow in 1975. And during his time here, he befriended the would-be Taoiseach Charles Haughey. Speaking to Sean O'Rourke on RTÉ Radio in 2015, Frederick Forsyth described his friendship with Haughey, including the offer made to him in an effort to keep him in Ireland.
I don't know how or why we got on, but we did. And he had a lady friend at the time who used to give intimate little dinner parties around the pine table in her basement kitchen, to which my wife and I were invited. And there were only often six or eight people there. And that was when Charlie took his jacket off and, you know, the public Charlie relaxed a bit, had a few jars and became very affable and whatever. So we got on pretty well, I think.
You're right about how he consulted you, or at least picked your brains, about protecting the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II,
right,
when he was here.
He wanted to present a paper to Cabinet about how to keep the Holy Father alive if there were ever a threat. Even though, you know, a threat to the Holy Father in Ireland is kind of pretty way out on a limb, but nevertheless. So I thought back to, you know, the days in Paris and what the way that the French counterintelligence services had protected de Gaulle, who really was under threat of assassination by the cream of the cream of the French army. So I thought, if they can keep him alive in those circumstances, surely the Holy Father just going to give mass in Phoenix Park shouldn't be a problem. Nevertheless, so I put to him a paper, anonymous, of course, which I believe he presented to Cabinet, covered himself in glory as the man who knows how to keep the Pope alive.
Quite an extraordinary memory to have. Now, you lived in Enniskerry, just south of Dublin there in County Wicklow, beautiful part of the world, as we know. You drove a Rolls-Royce, but you left rather quickly, did you, because you got a bit fearful that you or members of your family might be targeted as potential kidnap victims.
Well, you see, this was after 5 years. We'd had the first baby and then the second baby. The second baby was still a baby in arms. And it was about the time some of the wild ones of the IRA began to kidnap civilians, like Tita Herrema, the Dutch businessman. And then they visited, I think it was called, Outwood, to try and see if they could capture Galen Weston, but he wasn't in, so they got his secretary, who, poor lady, didn't have a penny anyway. But anyway, it was my wife, actually, Irish herself, who became very panic-stricken about the possibility of a threat to our babies. And it was she who said, I want to go back across the water. I don't feel safe here. And so I went to Charlie, as I called him by then, in public, and I called him Taoiseach in public, but and I said, look, I'm sorry, but we wish to leave and go back. And he tried to persuade me not to, even offered me a senatorship.
But, really?
I didn't realise, but apparently, you know that the Sinead X number are elected, but I think there are a few in the gift of the Prime Minister.
That's right, 11.
Himself. Does it? Whatever. So he said, I can't offer you national citizenship because your grandfather came from Yall, so you're entitled to citizenship, but I can offer you a senatorship. Will you stay? I went and consulted with my wife. She said, no, I really, really don't feel safe anymore. I want to go. So I had to tell him with great regret that we were off. So we left.
What a wonderful listen. Frederick Forsyth speaking to Sean O'Rourke in 2015. He wrote The Day of the Jackal in 35 days.